If you had to choose, would you say you like more of the building process, or are you one who likes to rip things apart and tear it down? Think about how you feel when you're playing one of those block tower games like Jenga. Does everything in you really, really want to keep that wobbly tower standing, or do you secretly love when it comes crashing down? I've discovered I enjoy the demolition. I like knocking things over. I actually did it recently when a friend of mine was stacking his K-cup coffee refills in a cute design. There was something in me that had to knock them down. I'm afraid my youngest daughter has this trait as well. When her older sister would be building a tower out of blocks, little sister would sneak up on her to destroy it while joyfully squealing the words, "Knocky down." She would be so happy. My oldest, not so much. She's a builder. If you've ever seen the show Fixer Upper with Chip and Joanna Gaines, it's very obvious Chip loves everything about Demolition Day and tearing up an old home to prep it for remodeling. Joanna, on the other hand, loves to step in and build it up with design and decor. I think any of us in this season, if given a sledgehammer and a wall that needed to be taken out, could really find some joy in taking our frustrations out on that wall. Who's ready to remodel? If you're up for some demolition, you're going to love today's truth. 2 Corinthians 10, 3-5. For though we live in the world, we do not wage war as the world does. The weapons we fight with are not the weapons of the world. On the contrary, they have divine power to demolish strongholds. We demolish arguments and every pretension that sets itself up against the knowledge of God, and we take captive every thought to make it obedient to Christ. Did you pick up on the demolition parts? Let me break it down a bit. The Apostle Paul is boldly and very clearly instructing the church at Corinth in how to fight battles as believers. We know we don't fight against flesh and blood, but we are in a spiritual war. We are in the world, but we do not battle or fight the way the world does. We are armed with spiritual weapons of truth and strength by the power of the Holy Spirit to daily go up against the strongholds we face, and not only face them, but sledgehammer, demolish, and knock them down. We can demolish arguments against the truth of God's word and use our power God tools for smashing warped philosophies, tearing down barriers erected against the truth of God, fitting every loose thought and emotion and impulse into the structure of a life shaped by Christ. It's demolition day every day for the believer as we stand for truth and divine revelation over the false walls and illusions of human reason. As pastor and theologian Dr. David Jeremiah puts it, any teaching that exalts itself against the knowledge of God must be cast down. Or as my daughter would say when she was little, "Knocky down." It has no power to stand. That's the truth. Dig into the Word of God. Know the truth of the gospel. Defend it. Fight for it. And if necessary, demolish strongholds and knock down the cultural lies and corruption that may be building up around you. I guess for the believer, it's demo day every day. I kind of like that. I'm Lori Klein.